microplastic pollution is showing up in waterways around the world, including the Great Lakes.
A recent study out of the University of Minnesota found microplastics in Milwaukee tap water, as well as store-bought sea salt and 12 brands of beer from the Great Lakes region. What's still unclear is the impact that drinking microplastics could have.
Mary Kosuth is an assistant professor at Dunwoody College of Technology in Minneapolis, where she teaches environmental science. She was the lead researcher on this study. Mary, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, what is a microplastic?
Well, so technically a microplastic is anything that's less than 5 millimeters in length, although there's some work that's trying to make that upper limit a little bit smaller to 1 millimeter, but currently it includes 5 millimeters. And there's no absolute lower limit yet, although usually people go by about a third of a millimeter. But it's definitely, obviously the composition has to be some sort of synthetic polymer like plastic.
And that's up to 5 millimeters in length. I imagine it could be very, maybe even microscopically small in diameter.
Yeah, 5 millimeters is still something that you would be able to see with the naked eye. Like, there are times when I've looked at the window and I can see these things kind of floating around, because what I found in my study were mostly fibers. And so these things can be airborne. And you can see them. You can certainly see them.
Yeah. And you looked in a lot of places. We'll get into some specifics. A lot of different liquids around the world. And you found these microplastic fibers in a lot of places, right?
Yeah. So the study has three major components. One is looking at 12 brands of beer, as you mentioned, that were all brewed water that was sourced from one of the five Great Lakes. And then the 12 brands of salt that were all purchased here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And those two parts of the study were actually sort of something that my research advisor likes to call Me Too studies. There was a 2014 German study that had looked at 24 brands of German beer, and they found plastic particles there. And then there was a 2015 study that looked at domestically sourced table salt from China. And so we wanted to see if this is just a regional problem or if this is a universal problem, which is why we wanted to, you know, test some things here in the Midwest. And then while we were working on that, an organization called Orb Media was interested in looking at plastic particles in drinking water. And so we partnered with them, and that's what the third component of the study is testing global tap water for plastic particles. And to our knowledge, that has never been done before, not on the scale that we did it.
Yeah, in that global look at tap water, how often did you find these microplastics?
They were quite prevalent. We tested 14 different countries. The average all across the board was about 5.45 particles per liter, and they showed up in very developed countries like the United States and European countries, as well as developing countries like Uganda and Indonesia.
And then, how common was it to find the microplastics in the beers you tested?
They were in all of the brands of beer, all 12 brands, varying levels, you know. But what was really curious that we weren't quite expecting is that we thought that there would be a correlation between, because we had the water where the water was sourced, we had that tested as well, to see if there's a correlation between the number of particles found in that water and then the number of particles found in the beer that was brewed from that water. And we didn't find any correlation between those two. And that, coupled with the fact that the particles that we found were mainly fibers, seems to indicate that there is perhaps something in the processing of the beer where the fibers could be introduced. But we would need further research for that.
Mary Kosuth is with us with the Dunwoody College of Technology in Minneapolis. She was lead researcher on a study looking for and very often finding these microplastics in drinking water, beer, and elsewhere. Mary, I'm guessing the question on a lot of people's minds now is, okay, this stuff's probably in something I'm drinking. Do we know, is it bad? Is it bad in the amounts we're finding it in to be drinking this stuff?
Right. I guess some of the main concerns currently are the additives that are in the plastics. The plastics themselves can be very stable, which is a good thing, you know, in using it. You know, we don't want our milk jugs to be dissolving, you know, when they're carrying milk. But the problem is that they can remain in that form for a very long time. But they have maybe colorants, UV stabilizers, and then plasticizers like phthalates and bisphenol A that could leach into products or leach into organisms that ingest these microplastics. Another concern is that the plastic particles have been shown to adsorb things like polybrominated flame retardants, PCBs, some heavy metals, some pathogenic bacteria, that these things can attract to the surface of the plastic particle. And by ingesting it, you would be getting a really high dose of that, which you might not otherwise get if they weren't there. But the big kind of area of new research really is looking into nanoplastics, because plastics as we understand them now, they don't biodegrade. Instead, they photodegrade. They just become smaller and smaller and smaller particles. And although we don't really have a huge amount of evidence yet, because the technology just isn't quite there yet to study this and answer all the research questions that we have, but that's kind of the next thing to look at, is are they breaking into nanoparticles? And if that is the case, then there's the potential that those particles could migrate through tissue in ways that microplastics just couldn't because of their size.
And Mary, sometimes with a contaminant in drinking water or food or whatever, one question might be, well, is this from a natural source along the way? One thing, if I understand plastic correctly, one thing we know, it's not coming from a natural source. It's something that humans made, right?
Yes, that's right. It's all derived from natural gas or petroleum, basically. These things can be synthesized. And that's kind of an interesting thing to think about, because we go through such lengths to get the stuff out of the ground and transform it into this usable form and transport it and all of that. And then we might use it on an average, like a plastic bag, for like 12 or 15 minutes. And then it's just garbage. It's a single-use item that we just throw away. And we have to really stop and ask ourselves, is this the best way that we can use this resource?
Do we know specifically what the plastic sources are that are putting these microplastic fibers into water, or is there so much plastic out there it's hard to tell?
Sure. Well, I found mainly fibers, again, 98-99%, depending on the product, fibers. And a lot of that comes from textiles. You know, it could be a braiding of carpet fabric. It could be from the fleece that is so popular here in northern in Minnesota and these northern states. But I want to say one thing, that the research lab, Sam Mason's research lab, also looked at bottled waters, and they found for the amount, the same size of plastic particles that I found, they found twice as many in the bottled waters, but it was fragments primarily instead of fibers. And so there's all kinds of different sources. They suspect that the fragments could be coming from the material that the caps and closures are made out of, but there are a variety of sources.
As we start to wrap up, Mary, you started to touch on this, but should this be changing, do you think, human behavior as far as the use and disposal of plastic stuff?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think we need to just pause and have a conversation about, as consumers, you know, about, is it really necessary that I have this straw, you know, when I'm at a restaurant? Is it really necessary that I have this plastic bag or this water bottle? There are very popular alternatives now. It's not difficult to find some things out of plastic. But then there are other things that we really need to look to industry to create really biodegradable packaging, or to lessen the amount of plastic that they use. And then along with that is, you know, government action on all kinds of levels.
Mary,
I think all of that together is important.
Mary, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for helping us share our findings with the public.
That's Mary Kossuth. She teaches environmental science at Dunwoody College of Technology in Minneapolis. She was with us to talk about her research on microplastics in the Great Lakes, in beer, and in drinking water.